talking some NBA here in our last segment.
And I'm a Laker fan.
We'll be on Fox 6 this morning at 9:35 talking about the four forces that will make your life a better place, a better life. And Josh has got one that's going to blow your socks off.
I don't have anything.
Like, eat well, work out, get good sleep. And then that fourth one's like, whoa, I never even thought of that. And it's super good.
Manipulate the system.
It's going to be great. You can't. First of all, if you say manipulate the system, they're going to go, what the hell are you talking about? Yeah. And we don't have enough time. We only have like 12 minutes of them.
Manifest your.
It's got to be something. Get out of your psychological brain and think simplified. Think of the magic trick. Pull the curtain back and go, oh, when you say manipulate, what do you mean by manipulate? Give me an example of manipulation. Say, let me explain real quick. Manipulate, blah, boom, and then do it. And then try to do it in 30 seconds. You're king of the 30 seconds. I've seen you in the bedroom. I'm just kidding.
Don't fall. I'm telling you, don't.
It's going to be killer what you're going to do. I love where you're going with this.
I'm going to say no. I'm going to fall off camera. What if I just step off camera? Let you do it.
Mine came to me on the drive over here. And you text me and I said, yes, sir, I'm good to go. And I think my force is something that I force on people. And
hugs. You have to hug people. That's it.
That would be a good one, but you can't do that now anymore.
Well, it's infectious disease. It's an infectious disease risk.
People are so...
Oh, touched. I didn't put on the force, wash your hands.
People are so touched. I was at the zoo yesterday. I went to the zoo.
They have hand sanitizer.
My son. No, that's... And the whole mask thing.
Yeah, we're done. Yeah.
It said, inside this building, it's strongly urged. I'm like, whatever.
Yeah.
If I don't get some type of zoological disease from the white lion, I ain't worried about this little 12-year-old who's got a runny nose and he's wiping his snot all over my leg. So I went and yesterday I guess was like field trip day or something. I had to park all the way out on the main street.
Oh, when they go to the zoo,
zoo, man, it was crazy.
They don't bring in a school when they go to the zoo. Because the zoo sort of, I think the zoo
feels...
It
was a beautiful day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The dude in front of me was so funny. He had his kid and they weren't there for a field trip. They were just going. And it was $43 for him and his kid. And he about lost his brain.
Is that how much it cost?
He's like, $43?
To go to the zoo?
For two? Yeah.
In Birmingham?
Mm-hmm.
What are we doing?
We're improving our zoo is what we're doing.
You know my zoo.
Well, listen, it was $38 for me and Lila. I took Lila, my dog.
That's a lot.
Well, $38. You know how much it costs? Lunch and Moe's.
You know how much it costs to go to Disneyland? Not Disney World.
It's like 100.
Disneyland.
It's insane.
To go in Southern California, yeah. You go to three parks.
Yeah.
For a pass to go to three parks is $224 a person.
Per person.
Per person. I asked my daughter because we're going out to LA. And she's like, oh, hell no.
It's worth it if you're going to spend every single waking moment of the day and you're going to go, we only had a couple hours at the zoo, but I mean, you could.
$43? Come on, Birmingham Zoo. Well, they've improved.
They've improved. Capitalistic, man. If you charge $50 to get to the zoo,
let's
do it.
When I moved here, I moved from San Diego to here. So my only experience was the L.A. Zoo and the San Diego Zoo.
San Diego Zoo now. Come on.
Yeah. Well, no. So then I went with Jules.
That's worth $40.
I said I wanted to go to the zoo.
Yeah.
This was 1996. Mm-hmm. She's like, you don't want to go to the zoo.
When I got here in 88, I was the MC for the Zubilee.
That was a thing.
We used to do something every year. And one year I did it with Jack Hanna.
Jack Hanna came to the
and this is when the Birmingham Zoo. This is when you walked to the Birmingham Zoo, and the first exhibit was a turtle. It was a box turtle. It wasn't even like a water turtle. It was a box turtle, something you could see in your front yard. They had at the Birmingham Zoo. They had a squirrel in a cage. If you remember that, like 30 years ago, there was a squirrel, the Alabama squirrel. They made the Alabama wildlife. They got Alabama wildlife a little different. But they had a squirrel, and then the entire front was the stinky dog. There was this huge, it was like 3 acres for these two stinky, they called them stinky dogs. They were like wild feral dogs that stunk really bad. They stunk, and I think they called them stinky dogs because they didn't clean their pen. I think they just said, let them stink, we'll call them the stinky dogs.
We've come so far.
And I'm thinking to myself, this zoo sucks. Now, I came from Cincinnati.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
And then, of course, some guy from Orlando came
out,
and he changed.
We have a beautiful.
And there was politicians, piece of shit politicians, We had, what do they call it, where you put money aside.
The rainy day fund.
No, it was a tax thing.
Yeah.
Where it was like $13 million that was supposed to go to the zoo, and it never went to the zoo. It went to fill potholes. And that's why they ask us for, you know, give us $13 million and we'll improve this. And we're like, okay. And then the money doesn't go where it's supposed to go. And so this guy came in and got a lot of local people together. And
by the way, you notice how well
the zoo. The zoo is very, very nice. But I will say this, and I love the zoo. I love the zoo.
Yeah.
But nothing was open. Nothing was open.
Today?
The train wasn't running. All the dipping.
This is your time. Isn't this when the porcupines are getting it on?
Oh, yeah. I saw the porcupines. Porcupines were not doing nothing yesterday. But I was like, half the exhibit, I was like, there were people were looking to buy and drink and eat.
What happened?
And nothing was open. The lorikeet. The lorikeet thing, you know where the birds land on you? They could have made $1 million
if it was
closed.
Why?
The butterfly exhibit was closed. I'm like, dude, it's springtime. Why in the butter? And she, there was a woman out there with a paintbrush painting the butterfly exhibit.
Did they know it was going to be school day visit?
Of course they did. Of course they did. Then when I walked in, the dude said, man, we've had field trips almost every day of the week for the last 2 weeks.
Well, that's
I'm like, okay, well, you guys need to be putting on your best show, and everything should be open.
All those kids ruined everything.
The gift shop was open.
Of course. You ever know?
The animals were good to go. The seals were getting after. They were frisky. The flamingos were taking their heads out from under their feathers, and they were running across. They were putting on a great show. And I think animals know when a lot of people are there, and it gets a little warm. The animals want to put a good show.
Yeah.
The otters were sweet. But all the kiosks and stuff were closed. I'm like, dude, you guys need to go hire someone for $20 an hour, $50 an hour. Go hire some high school kid. Take a kid on his field trip and put him behind the kiosk and sell some damn Dippin' Dots. And they would have killed it yesterday. They would have made enough money yesterday. You could have had free day at the zoo. And I kept watching. And thank goodness, because I'm a parent. And, of course, my daughter wanted to buy everything. And I'm like, oh, it's closed. Sorry. No Dippin' Dots today. Dippin' Dots ain't open. Nope, the ice cream stand's closed. The Wild Fair Burger King is closed. I could not believe how many things there were. Wherever they were selling food, there were lines to get food, and people were waiting. Like, dude. Anyway.
Is that a life force? All right, I got nothing.
This force that Josh is going to.
No, it's going to be so bad.
So good. And you have 35 minutes.
I don't know what to say. I'm really nervous.
We're doing something really special here at TKR. You get the TKR app. You know, we do classic rock.
Yes.
I listen to it every day. I love the music. I handpicked all the music. It's all up-tempo. It's all killer classic rock. If you want to get in a good mood, download the TKR app. It's free. And by the way, it's not like YouTube where you swipe up. It plays.
Yeah.
You have to get out of it. It'll play through phone calls. It'll play through church. It'll play through everything. It just blares. And it's super good. And then we have like 13 or 14 shows. I've lost track. But we have all these great shows. Go to Tony Curry Radio Podcast. We're on every major indice out there. We have 4 different musical programs that we do with Austin Hanks, with Blues Almighty, The Damon Johnson Show, When in Rome, Live Wire Wednesday, brought to you by Southern Precision Staffing, 205-682-2828. Fantastic show we do every Wednesday night. But you can check out all the shows on Spotify because they pick up our licensing and all this stuff. But all the other shows are fantastic. It's like if you go in looking for a trench coat and you're walking out with like 16 packs of underwear.
I told you.
I didn't know. The shows are fantastic. And you're working on some new things for Tony Curry Radio. You did a special show on Monday.
That was a good show.
You did a great show on Monday that we haven't really released.
No.
Because
I drove.
Did you drive it? Did you get after it?
Yeah,
You've come a long way, baby.
Yeah.
It's a little different.
It's helped me tremendously. You know where it's helped me tremendously? I'm going to share this with you. It has nothing to do with the force.
Yeah.
So, you know, after we sold our company, I kind of was without a job, and I got back into working with individuals as compared to, like, being in a company or whatever.
Yeah.
And I find myself with my clients, well, we're having conversations, and I'm trying to understand what's going on with them and their business and stuff.
Yeah.
But every once in a while, I find myself thinking like I'm hosting a show, and my questions, which I'm actually trying to get information, I'm not trying to get juicy stuff out of them, but it has helped my clinical skills tremendously.
Really?
Yeah, it really has, because one of the things, I talk a lot, and I have a tendency to ramble my questions, and one of the things you sort of helped me do is think about what your question is going to be, and then ask the question.
Yeah.
And when you're working with individuals about big life challenges, mm-hmm. hard concepts, things about vulnerability and leadership and feeling nervous about the future of the market and all of this kind of stuff, if you drop a long-winded question on them, typically what you'll get, the response that I get individually is they're thinking, and then they're like, what was the question? Because it's too much.
See, I thought you'd be perfect for this, and I think you should host more shows, because you are...
I speak for every man. I speak for every man who doesn't...
Don't do that.
Who doesn't understand technology.
But you are a listener.
Yeah.
Psychologists are listeners. Tell me how that makes you feel.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, having gone to therapy myself, I'll say something and I'll sit there and just look, and they'll just look at me.
Well, we don't do that on air.
Because they want you to delve deeper into what you're doing. Yes. And so that's a good... Now, that's a little different being on the radio unless you're sitting in a room. But I always ask, you know, be short, be concise. And the most important thing, and we're all guilty of it, don't answer your own question.
Yes.
If your question is too long-winded...
That's a force of life. Don't answer your own questions. Seek to understand.
I told you figured out.
Seek to understand people.
That's actually pretty good.
That is pretty good. And I have a hard time with that. Yeah. That is it. Thank you very much.
But don't thank them.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Seek to understand. Do not answer your own questions.
Because when you're, if you're asking a question and you already have your answer, are the Lakers going to win the NBA championship? Then you're like, because LeBron James is getting older and he's playing out of his brain. I think the Austin Reeves thing really brings in a blah, 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 blah. You're answering your own question. And then the person's answering is like,
well, you know,
sure.
So what we call that in psychological terms, it's basically defensive listening. So I'm listening to you to find a nugget that is either going to confirm what I was already going to say or that I'm going to jump on you versus what you're really supposed to do if you're a good interviewer or a good clinician is we all have preconceived notions, but I'm listening to you to listen to everything you have to say, not to bounce it off of something that I already want to say the answer to.
Well, and you're not allowing your guest in this particular case or your patient,
to
say what they want to talk about.
Right.
Let them force the conversation where they want to go because they're the one.
And as a host and as a psychologist, there are times where your patient or your client or your interviewee is kind of going off on a tangent that, particularly in a psychological setting, but I think it's absolutely an entertainment setting. They're going off in a direction either intentionally because they don't want to answer it or unconsciously because they don't want to answer it.
If you're doing an interview and you're answering, are you talking more than the person is supposed to be doing the interview? There's something wrong.
Yep.
Now, you know, if you're watching Joe Rogan, everybody loves to hear himself talk. Right. People love to hear him talk.
Well, it was hard.
I get that. Or Howard Stern or whatever.
It was hard with Alex and Dusty because they had a lot to offer.
You want to have fun, man. Ask right off the bat a really quick 3-second question. Right off the bat.
Here it is. Do you know this? Do you know how I met him? I came on to his sports show.
Oh, yeah.
I came on to his sports show. I don't remember what we were talking about. It was someone committed some sort of violence, and I had all my notes. I had all my stuff. And your question was, what does it really mean to be a man?
Yeah.
That was the first question. You didn't even say hi. What does it mean to be a man?
Yeah. And I think I asked you another question later. Are we fragile or resilient?
No, that was the second one.
Yeah. Are we, as humans, are we more fragile or resilient?
And I'm thinking to myself,
and you're like,
what the what are you doing?
I was going through a moment.
What are you doing? I even looked over at that moment, and I didn't know any of y'all.
Yeah,
I looked over at Jay. I looked at Jay and Al, like, help. What is he doing? Who is this guy? We're supposed to be talking about sports.
Yeah.
What does it take to, what does it really mean to be a man? You know, but I'm good. I pulled that shit out.
Yeah, you pulled it out. Yeah.
And talked around
it. Here we are 7 years later.
That's
doing
right.
The Greg Claypool Show. All right, we'll be on Fox 6 in about 30 minutes.
To understand, that's
So you've already heard your force.
Seek to understand. Seek to. Oh, I'm going to be so good. I'm going to push your ass out of the way. But you know what? There's not four. There's one.
Oh, wow.
There is one, and it is seek to understand in this world. If you do that.
Okay, you say that now. Again, we only have about 6 minutes. You're going to have to.
It's everything. You have to wrap it up quick. It's seek to understand what the other person is talking about versus your own views. It's seek to understand the information that you're given in the world. It's seek to understand why things happen. It's not just being curious. It's literally being on a mission to understand why we're here and what our purpose is.
Oh, that was good.
I'm never going to be able to say that again.
I'll just send that file.
Damn it. Box six. I'm never going to be able to say that again.
No, you'll be fine. All right, we'll be back next Thursday. Listen to the Tony Curry Radio Podcast. Check us out. You can listen to all of our Curry and Claypool stuff. We have thousands of shows up. You can listen to all of them right here. Have yourself a wonderful day and watch us on Fox 6 in 30 minutes. See you.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.